Convection. There's almost nothing better than a good cup of tea. Some people make some absolutely horrific attempts. They put the milk in first, have an obscene amount of sugar, just generally things which would probably be against the law. But one thing everyone can do is actually boil the water in the first place. The kettle heats the water through a process called convection. Convection is the second of the three processes for transferring heat energy, the other two being conduction and radiation. What separates convection from these processes is that it only occurs in fluids, meaning it only takes place in liquids and gases. In liquids and gases, the particles can move around in the structure, and it's this movement of particles which enables convection to occur. You might be familiar with the idea of hot things rising, and that's true, but we must understand the science behind this. If you heat something, the particles move faster and have more energy. This means that the particles want more room, so they spread out. Think about when you see someone acting weird in the street, you tend to give them a bit of a wide berth and give them some room. Same thing for hotter particles, they spread out. Now, because the particles are more spread out, there are fewer particles in the same space, so the hot substance has a lower density. Remember, density refers to how many particles there are in a given space. Things of a lower density float on things of higher density. That's why the air is above the sea, not the other way around. It's also why oil floats on water. The oil has a lower density. So, if I heated the bottom of a tank of water, the particles would spread out because of their higher energy and make the hotter water less dense, and it would rise and float to the top. This is why the hot things rise. It's all about density. Now, we have hot water on the top away from the source of heat now. This means that it will cool down by transferring heat to the surrounding particles. Now that water is cooler, the particles can be closer again. This means it now has a higher density instead, and the cooler water sinks. However, this cooler water has sunk right into the heat source that heated it up in the first place, so it can now be heated up and rise again. This cycle can repeat, and we generate a current through the fluid of rising hot water and sinking cooler water. This is what we call a convection current. This process might seem a confusing thing to remember, but if you can think about the idea of hot things rising, you could then try and extrapolate through the whole process. In short, fluid gets heated, the density drops, and it rises. This hotter fluid cools, the density goes up, and therefore it sinks, only to be reheated and the cycle to repeat. As this is the process which causes heat to move through fluids, of which air is an example, this is actually how a radiator heats a room. In reality then, they should actually be called a convector. Or, according to the person who pays the bills, they should be called unnecessary until January. The main example you'll come across for convection is that these currents exist in the mantle of the Earth, with the core heating the liquid rock, which can then rise and fall back down. This current in the mantle causes the crust floating on top to be moved, and this leads to the continental drift and earthquakes and volcanoes and basically all of geography GCSE minus the colouring in. Questions. What type of substances can move heat through convection? How does the water in the kettle all reach the boiling point? Remember, be specific and use key terms.